This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day and we've got Disneyland tickets. If you love Disney, hello, welcome to Disney World. We have tickets for the Disneyland Resort here at the Alice. We also have, there's a Disney Destiny Cruise. That's like a listen to win on the Odyssey app. But throughout the day, we're going to do code words where you can win yourself a 4-pack of tickets for the Disneyland Resort. So here's how it works. We'll have a chance for you at 9:05, again at 12:05, and Jane has you 4 times, 3, 4, 5, and 6:05. All on the 05s. I know. It's Jane.
Get the Jane show and chances for Disney.
Right? So amazing. How does that even work? So we'll give you code words. You text those to our contest line, which is 20357. You should have that in your speed dial. Enter all our contests. So fun. And then you'll be entered if you text the code word over there to win a 4-pack of tickets for the Disneyland Resort. Plus, there's a grand prize. This grand prize vacation includes 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort.
Did you
hotel.
Just, but wait, there's more me?
But wait. There's more.
Oh, my God.
I know. All of this and more could be yours. Just be listening to Alice all day. We were sort of hoping you would anyway.
And yeah, get all the great Alice music and...
Yep. It's Jane.
And characters like Jane.
Right. Absolutely. Character.
Well, you know what I mean.
Okay, so there's that. I wish that I had the $40 million that it would cost to buy the Birkenstock building.
I heard that was going up for sale.
Yeah, I am.
Why would I hear that?
It is official. It's happened. Now. Well, they don't. You know that they haven't even put a price on it. They're like, we're hoping for around $40 million. I'm like, why don't you make that the price and hope for it? Why don't you make the price $50 million and take $40 million?
For the record, the Birkenstock building's here in the Bay Area.
It is.
Right?
It's like a Petaluma way. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what exactly town it falls into because it's sort of, it's like if you're heading north on 101, it's off on the left-hand side. You can't miss it. It's got these weird sort of crazy looking game show set peaks.
Yeah. I got to go there. I got to go on a tour once because the Birkenstock people used to listen to the show. And Van, all I could think about when I was there was the roof. And how awesome it would be to skateboard the roof. That's the only thing I kept thinking was like, this place was built for skate. It'd be so fun to skateboard that roof.
I spent my child, well, I've already told you guys, I was a skateboarder. Yep. That's what I did. It was my first thing. It's the thing. And I brought brooms, shovels, hoses. Like, we went around and cleaned out spots like that so you could skate them, whether it was a ditch or I never did the Birkenstock building, but yeah, you see something to skate and you go, we could skate that if we can sweep that out.
It's
all I could think of.
My dad would be like, where's my goddamn broom? And I'd be like, over in the corner going, oh boy.
I forgot about that one. I think I left that on somebody's building site somewhere.
That
oops.
The, the ditch behind Shell gas station. Sorry, Pops.
I'll see if it's there tomorrow.
If you were to skateboarder in West Virginia, it was like, where is there concrete? There's some concrete. Oh, let's go skate.
Find that.
It was so hard.
Oh, my God. So, I think I put this up at the Serenity Facebook page. Can you double check on that? Because I'm looking at it on SFGate, and it's just got some great aerials of this site. Really, what you can see from the highway is just the main building, which apparently is just warehouse space. Like, it's where they would back up. There's all these truck bays along one side. And that is, I want to say that's like 100,000 square feet. Hang on. I have all the stats here somewhere. But they're hoping to get about $40 million for it.
And what is the...
Oh, here it is.
So Birkenstock moved?
So Birkenstock hasn't actually owned this building in quite a long time. So here we go. It's a 134,000 square foot warehouse. That's the one that you see when you drive by. But it also has a 32,000 square foot office building in the back. See it there behind the building with all the peaks? That's a pretty large, there it is, a rentable office space. It's lovely, you know, sort of has that same kind of 70s looking architecture. And then it's on 88 acres. So I don't know what you'd be able to do with it, but 88 highway acres sounds like somebody with a plan could come in there. And I don't know, it's such an iconic building. I'd hate to see it go away, but I could totally see somebody tearing
that down.
Well,
buying it up and tearing it down and making it, yeah, because in reality,
condos.
There's a lot of companies not coming to California, leaving California. Mm. So this is not, I'd love to see someone use it for what it was built for, which is clearly big business.
Right.
But I'd see, just like, you know, there I am on the island of Kauai,
yep,
and I'm listening to this, you know, sort of travel guide podcast app thing. And when the guy goes, you know, this guy this with a web page came down to this beach and just loved it and then found out the land all behind it was available for purchase and, you know, just bought it for $200 million.
Yeah, I have that. That's pocket change.
And so it makes more sense that some buku, big money, fat cat would buy that up than some company who's going to try to do business in Marin.
It is in kind of a weird spot, although that corridor is getting a lot busier because of the smart train. There's a lot more accessibility up and down that highway to all the places north of it. You know, Petaluma, I think, is Sonoma County.
If someone puts a business in there, that's jobs for the whole area.
Oh, no question.
Like, that's a big deal. So I would love to see that happen. But
I'd hate to see that building ripped down. I mean, it's so cool looking. I was actually thinking, because it's such a big wide open space, like there's some interior shots of this where it's just empty. There are pillars and stuff, so they'd have to pad those. But I was thinking, let's make it a weird like obstacle course inline skating place, or put some ramps up and have like part of it be a place for skateboarders
at $8 a person.
Yep. And insurance. Don't forget about insurance.
And insurance.
Right.
When will we make our 40 mil back, I wonder?
Oh, then that's a day after never. I'm pretty sure. Something. It could be so cool. It's such a cool space.
Yeah. It could be like my building. Like, you could convert it into lofts. Like, turn it into a big loft building and rent that out. And then
I would freaking love that. Can you imagine that building with those ceilings? Because inside too, those peaks are there. It's so super cool. Like, oh man, that'd be great. Oh. Anyway. That building is on the market, and did we put it up? Is it already up? It's okay, so you can go look at it at the Facebook page. But it is a, let's see, Birkenstock, I guess they were there until 2007, then they moved to some building in Novato, then they went back in 2012, and everyone was so excited that who worked there, and then in 2020 they left for good, and they've since struggled to find anybody to rent the place. They say that the roof is in good condition, the white 59 white peaks, it says, recoated in 2018.
Oh, so they're officially in Novato.
I don't know where they are. And
yes,
Birkenstock.
Novato.
Birkenstock has not owned this building. Let's see, some corporation bought the property in the early 1990s.
Oh, so they there's another. It looks like it. man, these companies, these big holding companies are buying up brands. That's what they do. It was one of their things. And Birkenstock was bought in 2021 by an American-French investment company, L. Catterton, and the family holding, and it's a French word, I don't know it, but they're a holding company now owns them, which is, it's what's ruined the surf industry. It's ruined it.
They just sort of gather up all the people.
They gather up all these brands and these and their connection to the community and the people that normally would wear them is gone entirely. I don't know if that'll be the same for something like Birkenstock, but yeah, that's not, you know, that's not the hippie, you know,
right? Right. When that was built, there was nothing around it. That was just like in the middle of nowhere. Let's put this incredible, weird 60s looking building up.
And the texters are saying that it was actually McGraw-Hill Publishing Building that before it was Birkenstock.
So it wasn't even built by Birkenstock. No. They just went, that's interesting. Yeah, I think it was built in the 60s. I read the whole article, but, you know, so many numbers. 66, maybe. Designed in the 60s by prominent modernist architect John Savage Bowles, who also designed Candlestick Park and Embarcadero Plaza.
Neat.
Okay, so anyway, we're talking about the Birkenstock building, which if you've ever driven north on the 101 and look to your left, as you're getting into Petaluma, that's, you've seen it. Crazy peaks. Bill Belichick, do you have this footage? So he's got this young girlfriend, and she's really lovely. She's like a 24-year-old. I don't know. He's 150, and she's like 20, you know, perfect. 20 perfect, I think. 20 perfect five or something. So people online are just like, what are they even talking about? I'm like, who's talking? Why does there have to be talking all the time? She's always saying things like, oh, age, just a number. No, we're both old souls. Anyway.
She could just have a dad thing, you know?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
I want someone to take care of me.
Or a grandpa thing.
I'll do the dumb stuff he wants me to do. That's easy. But what I can't do is make millions and millions of dollars easily.
Right. I think I'll latch onto this guy if he'll have me. Oh, he will? Okay, great. So she's 23. Her name is Jordan Hudson. They went to a UNC basketball game just the other night. I'm not sure if this was last night or the night before.
Now that's where he coaches now.
Oh, so they just went to attend an event where he's working.
He works at UNC.
Well, he's working now, very hard because he's also very sleepy.
He's now the coach there.
And there he is sleeping.
Well, basketball. I mean, he doesn't like it.
Yeah. Luckily, she's got a friend next to her with a regular aged guy.
I love college basketball. You don't have to tell me. And March is right around the corner, everyone. But I'm just saying, it's clear. He's only interested in football and that chick.
And he's like, oh, you want to go to the game? Yeah, I'll do that for you. And we'll do what I want to do later. Although, as I'm looking at this, it kind of looks like he might be thumbing his phone. Like, he might just have old man eyes where it looks like they're closed, but they're really
my
not.
My eyes are often, when I smile, closed.
Yeah. Yes. So maybe he's just like, yeah, I'm done listening to her. Look at his hand. See? Doesn't it look like his hand is moving?
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah. I think he's just thumbing through something. Well, and they're trying to give him a bad name.
You're getting video of him at the game. Like, leave the guy alone. What's a college basketball game is 2 hours. He's just sitting there. Leave the guy alone. He's got his parka on. It doesn't seem like it should be that cold inside.
I know. Well, you know, old people, they get very chilly.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do know that.
Yeah. Yeah, get chilly, turn up the heat, you know. Oh, make sure you drink lots of water, old people. They do say that can lead to dementia. Drink your water. Okay, Vinny, I'm going to leave you with this. So
you're not leaving anywhere.
No, I am going to go. I have things to do. So Doja Cat she's an interesting character. She's out there in the world. I don't know too much about her. She's a singer who keeps quitting and saying, you know, I hate my fans. Also, I love them. Thanks for buying my record. But the more she hates them, the more the people are into it. She went out to, it looks like she was at that wave in Lemoore.
Yeah.
So this is...
They won't let a guy that surfs go near there, mm-mm, but they have a regular, like, I don't know what their connection is to Hollywood and the music business, but they've got a regular crowd of celebrities rolling through that
place. What's the guy's name who owns this
Kelly
place?
Slater. Kelly Slater. Well, he used to, yeah. He sold it.
So it's funny because in the Instagram post, there's no reference to it. It actually, because of the angle that they shot it at, It kind of looks like Doja Cat is in the ocean. And I guess the guy who's kneeling on a surfboard right next to her is some expert ski guy. So I don't know much about this, but this is supposedly her first time ever on a surfboard. So here she is. I would say she clearly snowboards and or skateboards because she's got that where that's, you can see at the end where she gets the center of gravity. So now the guy falls off and she catches a tube. Whoopa.
Yeah. Well, so
and she's not standing up. She's not, but she's got it. And then when she does stand up, you see she's got that low center of gravity.
The guy that backed out of that, he does that for all the celebrities. And you couldn't do this in the ocean. It's this wave specific.
Perfect wave.
And he's
every time.
Raymond? I can't think of the guy's name.
He's someone famous, I think, because there was a reference to him. There's some guy talking at the end of this thing, and he was like, I can't believe that guy who's so world renowned is, you know, lowering himself to help some girl.
No, he's a stud, and he
she looks good though. She's on that.
He does that. You'll see him in all the videos. And I've seen him do crazy things where someone has fallen off onto him and now he's got them on his board and he's holding the person, pulling their board back by the leash on their leg.
Oh, God.
Gets the board back turned around, gets this person back on the, all while on the same wave.
This wave.
This wave.
Because he knows this wave like the backside of his hand. It's the same wave every time.
That is the same wave every time. It's machine made. It's in a wave pool setting.
And has a barrel. I mean, it's a beautiful, and the water looks amazing.
They have more and more of these cropping up everywhere. Arizona has one now. We've got one in Palm Springs.
We got to get one at the Birkenstock building.
There's a huge one in Texas, in Waco, Texas, that's well known.
Wow.
It's becoming, you know, like
thing.
And here's the thing. For anyone who travels, we just talked about it, you could get sick. But for surfing in particular, you go on a surf trip, you plan it, you hope to God. But there are times I've been on surf trips where all we did was drink.
Because there were no waves.
Not one. Not one wave, and you end up drunk for 5 days. Well, I mean, not everybody, but we did. Because,
and by we, you mean you.
Well, no, I had friends that did exactly what I do, and probably still do.
And are now so? Oh, really?
I thought
you had a bunch of people who you used to party with who are also sober now.
I have them. But I also have those people I haven't seen in 35 years because they continue to have a lifestyle.
Oh.
It's a bummer, but it is fact.
So we're talking about Doja Cat she gets a barrel on her for this supposedly is her first time ever surfing. And the video is it's on Instagram, but I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So I thought you'd enjoy that. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Brushing your teeth while on the toilet.
Oh,
after these.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Listen to our show live every day and get our show's full podcast. It's all on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank and its foundation help fuel organizations that provide meals to those who need them most. They've supported Centerville Free Dining Room, Tri-City Free Breakfast Program, and more. Discover more at FremontBank.com. Okay, here's what's happening. Sunny in 70s today.
Right? What happened to yesterday? Goodbye. Oh, it was like night and day. Like yesterday, couldn't even see. I was all scared driving in. Today, I'm like, oh, it's going to be a gorgeous day. I can tell. It's so clear.
It is. It's going to be nice. Wasn't that bad yesterday. I mean, yeah, it was foggy, but
yeah, I didn't like it.
It cleared up everywhere else. Everywhere else had
gorgeous.
Yeah, everywhere else had really nice days yesterday.
Oh, I didn't have a good day. It was like, seemed like it was foggy all day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what do you know? You slept.
Well, I slept it, but then I closed all the curtains and I watched 1,000 episodes of Severance.
So you don't know.
I actually do not know what happened. When I closed those curtains, it was still foggy out.
Real quick. Very specifically because I want to go surf there.
Oh.
The surf instructor at Lemoore that was helping Doja Cat last story, his name's Ramana.
Oh, you didn't kind of know his name.
Raymond Ramana is the name, yeah. So anyway, that's the...
So he's like some expert and he helps people and they figure this out.
In this story, they call him the surf instructor to the stars. He does work for the ranch, the surf ranch, and mm-hmm. they do seem to have only big time celebrities who feel like doing that rolling through there. But that's how you promote stuff, right?
It feels like a place that doesn't need a lot of promotion. Like, we have actually reached out to them several times in the past, even when they were brand new. We were just like, hi, we got a surfer here. We'll have to give you some publicity. And they're all like,
don't have a real, there's no place to call. I've checked. Mm. I haven't checked any time recently, but I did check and I was like, oh,
yeah,
they had an email and that's no longer there. So anyway, but that is what's going on there. That's the guy.
Buy some land, make yourself a wave. Mm. Let's do this thing.
It's happening.
Mm.
Okay, so I promised you I'd do this story first, so it's going to come before any other thing.
Okay.
Brushing your teeth.
Yes.
It's boring, but it's got to happen.
It does.
If only for the people around you. Like, let's say you don't care, you don't... Do it anyway. Do it for the people who have to smell your rank breath.
Oh, just brush-a-brush-a. Brush-brush-brew.
A poll asked people, where do you brush your teeth? 71% of people said, I stand in the bathroom, at the sink, in front of the mirror, and brush my teeth.
So only 71% of people got it right, huh?
So you're firmly in the, this is how you do that.
You brush it there, you rinse there, you put your toothbrush and toothpaste back right there. Some people will go, I'll do this in the shower. To me... Unless you are not running the water and you're just standing in your shower, you're wasting water. That's just me. I feel like when you're brushing your teeth, you're not also washing your hair. You're not doing that one-handed.
I water pick in the shower. Is that bad? Am I wasting water?
And you do it in the shower all the time. So what are you
talking? We don't do it with the shower rolling.
What?
You actually turn... I've never believed this. I've just thought, you got to say that because you don't want anyone to call you out for being water wasters. You're telling me you get all wet.
Yeah.
All soaked up.
Yep.
Then you're cold and wet and you turn the water off and that's when you do it?
We're not cold and wet. And so first we get all soapy.
I don't buy it.
Well, you know, buy it or don't. I don't care. I have no reason to lie to you.
That's your story. We're just telling you. When you tell it, I've always gone, okay, I'll leave that alone because no one wants to do it after the water's off. You're wet and now you're getting goosebumply.
No, you're not. It's very little air movement inside that. It's nice and steamy in there. It's good.
Okay, you say.
Yeah. But if you're standing there brushing your teeth, then you really are just wasting water. You're just standing there like, I don't know. So you're telling me you water, why wouldn't you, isn't a water pick like a little machine?
No, I got a portable one and it's messy because you got to like, you're there's tons of water coming in and you're spitting the whole time. So
you got the shower running and the water pick running.
Yeah, what's the big deal? I mean, do you never stand in your shower just for a minute and just enjoy the water?
I actually feel so guilty when I stand in the shower just enjoying the water. I feel so guilty.
I don't.
Well, that's, you know what, that's your superpower then.
Back to the where you brush your teeth. So 20% of people say they walk around the house.
Oh.
And I am one of those.
You have drips of
there's no drips.
Toothpaste everywhere?
There are no drips. But I absolutely.
You walk around the house.
I walk around. And I remember this has gone on my whole life I remember we were in a meeting with the first boss that hired us here, Steve DiNardo. Ah, that was
ding ding shame.
Hired me too.
Yeah, DiNardo, one of the great human beings of the world.
I love Steve DiNardo.
Me too.
He's in my band, Gristle.
So DiNardo, we're in some meeting, and he's like, "That would be like brushing your teeth at the kitchen sink." And I look at him, and I'm like, "I do that all the time." And he's like,
"Of course you do,
Vincenzo." You just had that defeated, you know, like, God damn it. Of course,
you can't make a point with this guy because every comparison you can make, he's already done that and likes it.
But I will find myself just walking and brushing, and I might end up at another bathroom to wash my stuff off at at.
So do you lose your toothbrush all the time then?
No, I walk back and put it back. Or I might end up in the kitchen. I absolutely have done that a million times. I definitely walk.
Where do you floss?
that happens back at the in the bathroom because I'm not walking around with that.
Yeah. Well, you don't want that flicking around.
And it, well, it's very, that's way more specifically neat. Like you got to get in there and, you know, each tooth, and I'm not walking for that.
But you're just getting rid of the morning breath yuck from your, as you're brushing
your
teeth.
And the truth is, in the morning at 3 a.m., I'm not walking around. That is more of an evening thing or a weekend thing.
Taking my time, yeah, brushing my teeth.
At 3 a.m., I'm very aware that no one in this house is awake. Yeah. I have to.
Also, the clock's ticking, and I'm not up at 3 a.m. to wander around the house brushing my teeth.
Right. 3% of people say they sit somewhere. And an additional 3% say they sit on the toilet when they brush their teeth. Hmm. Brushing in the shower, they say, wasn't an option on this list of things.
Oh. I'm guilty of doing number one and brushing my teeth once in a while.
I've definitely done that too.
Yeah.
Well, you can do that one-handed, right?
Yeah.
Well, you sit down.
No.
You... Stand and oh no, yeah. I'll sit down and go pee and then brush my teeth. Yes. You stand?
Yeah.
I can't stand. But you're wiggling. You're moving yourself.
Well, I got an electric. It just does everything.
Oh, you right. Got one of those ones. John uses that too. It just doesn't, I don't know. I like to go. Why I have no gums left.
Right.
I warn them off.
Yes.
I warn them right off.
That's exactly right. So yesterday, Highway 24 was shut down for 4 hours.
That can cause some problems.
You didn't notice any of this on your way back over to the East Bay?
What time did it close?
A portion of State Highway 24 in Oakland was shut down on Tuesday after someone was shot while driving in the eastbound lanes near Claremont Avenue off-ramp. It was a white, small white sedan with bullet holes. They found no victim when they arrived because the victim had already, I guess, gotten in another car and gone to the hospital.
Oh.
So they were shot in the leg, and they're saying here they don't have any updates for us about the person. They say they're going to live.
Okay.
And they don't consider this life-threatening, but this was... a major cluster bleep. If
4
you know
hours
what I mean.
of a closure like that, that's like the main drag through there.
It was closed until almost 3 p.m.
Oh my God. You must have just missed that, Maddie.
Yeah, I didn't see it at all.
But there's footage of the police walking the freeway with all cars, no cars anywhere.
Mm.
So I'm sorry if that happened to you yesterday. I know that feeling when you just go, what?
So were people who were stuck in the initial backup there for 4 hours?
They were routing people off the highway there, but that's not made for the whole freeway to exit at once.
No.
So it was a problem for everybody yesterday. Gunshots right there on the highway.
Yeah.
It's Oaktown.
Yeah, shouldn't matter what town. Don't do that.
Is flirting with someone cheating?
No. Come on.
A new poll of 2,000 adults found half of Americans would potentially dump you for it.
Oh.
You know what? First of all, Americans, you want to be single. You know you do.
Yeah.
Stop it with the even pretense of, I'm on a dating app and I'm trying. No, you're not.
There is a line though, Vin. You know what I mean about flirting? Like,
sure.
I feel like you really need to consider, would I say and or do this in front of the person that I'm with?
I feel like there's a percentage of young adults out there that will say something along the lines of, they're breathing and I want no part of them. Like, it's just, they want to rule people out.
Like, you're too big of a flirt.
Every reason. You name it.
Breathing. If you're breathing, you're single.
It's just one of those. It's just, I hear these things and I think, you know, you aren't perfect. You know that, right?
Like, Are you looking at me? Yeah, why are you looking at me?
I'm just looking at the people I'm talking to. Like, you know, I'm trying to say, like, try to remember you're not perfect too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't expect you to, you know, settle. But I also try to be realistic about if you really want partnership, then that's going to be about you finding someone that you get along with and that you think you can really build a life with.
Have some fun.
And this figure that's views. Been, you know, the Ken doll in your head. He's not marrying you. Yeah. He's a doll.
He doesn't even, he has no parts.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen that guy naked or not, but there's a.
Anyway, I do
there's
think.
There's a smoothness there that is disturbing.
A percentage of young people today just, they don't want that. But 51% said they'd end a relationship over what some would call harmless flirting.
Mm.
60% said chatting with an ex is over the line too.
Chatting with an ex. If you just know someone you used to date. That could be problematic. It really, I feel like, I don't know, for some people, they can't cope with it. For other people, they can cope right up until you're up at 2 a.m. chatting with that person. They're like, what is going on?
I don't have any exes that I talk to, so.
None? Zero?
Zero.
Mm. Oh, I do. I did when I was married. I talked to my, I always stay friends with my exes. Not always, but usually.
Well, you're still friends with your ex-wife who you're still married to. So.
Yeah, and I've, yeah. And some of the exes are starting to come out of the woodwork.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they want you back.
They're visiting.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I remember
girlfriends
you.
From New York City.
Oh.
Like, they want you back.
Way back. I don't know if they want me back, but they have certainly started to hit the DMs.
Oh, whoa, sliding in.
Yeah.
Mm.
23% said they would chat. Oh, it's over the line if they found out that their partner had been watching porn.
Oh. What's the percentage on that again?
23%, almost a quarter of people say you're over the line if you're using porn in your own personal time.
Most
grown women should be like, thank God for that person, that keeping that person off me.
Satisfied, yes. Yeah.
You know, like that is one way for a person to get themselves
squared away.
Yes.
It's 1 o'clock.
I don't know how to word all this stuff anymore. Everything's gotten so sketchy.
Very dicey.
Reading porn is apparently okay, though.
Oh, that's good.
79% said erotica books like 50 Shades of Grey are fair game.
Yeah, those are fun.
That would make some of this stuff would lead me to believe it's only women saying this crazy stuff.
That is 100%. The porn thing is 100%, 23% women.
Yeah, you just,
I actually
no guy would care,
right?
I'd be like, "You're busy with porn, huh? Let me watch you do that. Like, let me see what you're looking at. What are you looking at? And what?
Hey, man, this is me time. Back off.
Oh, well, I'm curious. I really would love to know what is it that you're, what gets you going? What's your thing?
Mm. Well, what if you find out and you're like, oh no. I gotta go. I have to go.
I am way smaller than what she's watching.
Well.
Oh, is that where you, of course you did, that you're a guy.
All of the dongs in porn are ridiculous. And
yeah, so there's no like category where it's like, man, you know, something reasonable. It's like the unreasonable is a given.
66% also wouldn't care if they found out you wouldn't care if they found out you danced with someone else.
Would not care.
Would not care.
What's up, 66%. Oh, 66%.
That's assuming it's not a strip club dancer.
Oh.
You know, yeah. Naked.
Dancing
on your
with someone
lap.
Else. I mean, it really, are you freaking them? Or, you know, is there some thing? Yeah, you like that? You know, sort of standing lap dance thing going on.
I feel like I went through this as a very young man. I had a girlfriend at 16, and you know your heart, you're all in love.
Sure.
But I also
your
love
kid,
my beer and
emotions,
surfing and,
right.
You know, going to parties. But I did love that girl, and it was hard to, but all of that was so that I could get over and get to a normal place where
learn
I'm able to
deal
just
with emotions,
function.
Right.
Within a relationship without tripping all the time and without my stomach always being in a knot over
learning. You're
she
just
went
learning
dancing with her friends and I have to, if I sit here and chew my own guts out,
that's
then maybe
on you.
She won't cheat on me or maybe she is cheating on me and that's, you're killing yourself if you're spending your time on that. And especially if you're spending your time with someone who's making you feel like that.
Right.
Plenty of people won't. Like, it's normal to want your person to not have sex with a porn star behind your back.
Right. No, that is a totally normal.
Yeah, but it's not normal.
Asking her to not go dancing with her girlfriend.
Right.
That's that, you know, that you're going to have to learn to cope with that because you're a controlling bastard. I'm just going dancing with my friend. Now you're making me want to cheat on you.
Our text
tell me what to do.
800-400-3697.
That was a fun one. I like that one, Vinny.
Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Sarah and Vinny, I've remained friends with most of my exes because we were friends before we became lovers.
Lovers.
It really makes for a healthy adult life. I know someone getting divorced over porn in their marriage. She had trauma related to porn in her childhood and asked him to stop, and he didn't. In this case, I get it. Huh? Well, and that's, she has a line and he can't toe that, so that's fine.
Right.
But in reality, there's a guy who's like, I have a daily need and you're never going to want to do that for me. So I have to exercise this desire.
Mm.
And that's how I do that.
It can get to a point, though. There are definitely people who become like they're basically cheating on you with a lady they pay every day to meet them on this cam. You know,
well, that's different. Like, that's not just videos.
Yeah, there's all levels of it. But I think, you know, normal, healthy porn use is. I don't know. I have no problem with it. John will even tell you, oh my God, I was watching this porn and this happened. I'm like, oh, let's watch it. Wow. So I know he's just trying to trick me into having sex, but I fall for it every time.
Well.
All right, show me. Let's have a look at that. And then as soon as you're done, it's like, oh, that's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Turn that off. Ugh. Who would ever watch that?
415 says, thank you so much for the recommendation of Project Hail Mary. I am absolutely loving it and can't pull away. Nick, music guy, Livermore, Apple Podcast.
Oh.
Apple Podcast.
Hey there, Nick Livermore, music guy, Apple Podcast.
You all inspired me. I got back into the book. I'm fully in now.
Oh.
Fully in now.
You hit the thing.
We have to talk on the breaks. I don't know what the thing is.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple things.
Well, I'll tell you what
things that are
I know.
Well, I can't pull off of that now. That's
it's a great
good.
Book, though.
Yeah. It is a great book. I love the way it's written, too, because you're midway through the story and at the beginning of the story all at once. Like, it's...
It jumps.
It just really gives you, you're figuring it out as he's figuring it out.
415 says, Vinny, there's one of those wave things right in Lemoore near Hanford. That's the one we're talking about. Yeah.
That's where Doja Cat did her first ever surfing experience.
By the way, I found out costs.
Yes.
You want to hear some costs for
this
place?
Yes, yes.
Okay. How much to rent the place out?
Like the whole wave thing and you and your friends.
Yeah.
$1 million.
No, I'll say $10,000.
$70,000 during the high season, $50,000 during low. Packages cost about $10,000 per surfer.
Oh.
There's a daily per person rate, but that ranges from $5,000 to $7,000 for 10 surfers and $625 to $875 if it's just you.
Oh.
This one in particular is the most expensive one of them all. Like the one in Waco, Texas is actually more user friendly, and people are in there daily. I don't even think they're open daily at that place.
Like, they probably only open when they're like, oh, we'd like $70,000 for today. So we're going to have that.
Some techie has, you know, bought the place out for $70,000.
Imagine that if you like once a week had somebody, some group that came in for $70,000. Like, you know, that's this cool $250,000 a month. Like you're so stoked.
Yeah, you would
on
be.
On the land you bought in Lemoore. It's good. Where is that even? What is it, like Fresno?
Well, Hanford, they just said.
Oh, well, where's Hanford? Fresno? What are you talking about?
It is that middle of the, you know where that is.
Where they got all the land out there.
It's all that area over there.
It's
central.
Like between Fresno and Bakersfield.
There you go.
Oh.
So it's nowhere.
Sounds like no man's land.
What's coming up in the trash,
Sarah?
Me?
Yeah. Well, Survivor, mini games, and Taylor money.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.